thing we were talking about is, I think so. This is really the precursor. This is the precursor to the Shaila of the Hefter Mechila by Goyen, and that is the Shaila. In the Rambam really discusses it, not about Shemitah at all. The Rambam discusses it in Hilchos Trumas Umaishras. So in Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Trumas Umaishras, the Rambam gives you a lot of yisaitis, really very, very fundamental yisaitis. First of all, he says like this. It's very amazing to just read it. He says, it's a davar pashut that Trumas and Umaishras is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. That sounds good. But then, listen to what he says. He says, what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael? It's fascinating. He doesn't say the definition of Eretz Yisrael is here. The definition of Eretz Yisrael is any lands that were conquered by a Melech Yisrael or a Navi for the benefit of Am Yisrael as a whole. Meaning, meaning the Rambam is telling me beferish, based on the Gemara, that as long as the land was conquered for the benefit of Am Yisrael by a Melech or a Navi, I'm not aware of a Navi directly conquering land, that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Sifri derives that principle from the Avtacha to Yoshua ben Nun, Kol Makayim Asher Tidrech Taf Raglechem Bay Lachem Nesatim. Right, wherever you walk, I've given it to you that even Chutz La'aretz is Niskadesh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Lagabe Mitzvah Tzuliyas B'yaretz. Now there's a machlekes that would that apply to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Would I be Makayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Maybe not. But Lagabe Trumas and Maisras, the ikar is there was a kibbutz.
Is that the end of Jews aren't there now?
So we'll get to that in a moment. Now, so what creates Kedusha Sa'aretz for mitzvahs Teluyas B'yaretz is the kibbutz al yedei melech v'navi for the benefit of all Klal Yisrael. So the question becomes, so Surya was conquered by David HaMelech, so why doesn't it have Kedusha Sa'aretz Israel? So here, the Rambam learns, like Tosfos, again, based on the Sifri, because this din, that whatever a Melech conquers for all of Klal Yisrael, as Kedushas Haaretz, that only applies if he already conquered everything within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Had David waited with Surya till he had conquered Yerushalayim, Einoch Hinami, it would have been Doraisa. But since he conquered it earlier, it doesn't have Kedusha. So essentially, what the Rambam is saying is the following. There are two distinct conditions for Chutz La'aretz territory to be Niskadesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael D'Oraisa. One is that it be conquered, maybe three conditions. It be conquered by a Nelech or a Navi. Number two, it's conquered for the benefit of Am Yisrael and not for the benefit of any individual. And number three, it not be conquered until everything within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael has been conquered. And that is what is called Kibush Yochid. Surya is called Kibush Yochid. And Rashi learns, actually the word Yochid fits Rashi, I think, better than Tosfos. Rashi says the Chisaron is because it was conquered for David's personal benefit. It was Yochid. Tosfos says because David conquered it before he had conquered the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam does learn like Tosfos that what makes Surya Kibush Yochid is that David conquered it before he conquered Yerushalayim.
Well, he was
left to conquer before Yerushalayim.
And he conquered it while they had Surya still?
Yeah.
It won't count that they're the
right, so you have to look at the Tchilas Kibush. It doesn't become Kadosh later. Okay. So, now by the way, this idea of Kibush, though, is even a requirement for Eretz Yisrael proper, meaning even Eretz Yisrael is not automatically Chayiv in Mitzvah Tzvei Yisrael until it was conquered. Now, let's take a second Nekuda, right? So that's the first thing.
Wait, but then how can you ever conquer it? Because you have to acquire all of Eretz Yisrael before you can start.
No. So what's within... Yeah, that third, now there's like this. The Rambam lays down three conditions for Kedushas Ha'aretz, for Mitzvahs Tzuliyas B'yaretz. One is Kibush al Yedei Melech V'Navi. Number two, for the purpose of Am Yisrael. And number three, only after you conquered the boundary. So here's the point. Condition number three is only when you want to be Mekadosh Chutz La'aretz. But condition number one and two are even Nogea Eretz Yisrael Gufo. Not the third one, but yeah. On the other hand, well, to some degree, the third one is true also, but in a different way. That is, it is brought down that during the 14 years of Kibush V'chilik, when we didn't complete the conquest, many of the mitzvahs placed by us were not knowing, meaning there is a requirement that even when you conquer a part, there's no chiyuv until you've conquered it. Now, let's go to a different nekudah, which is Ilyur nekudah. Let's assume that land has been miskadesh. Either Eretz Yisrael has been miskadesh by kibush, or even Chutz La'aretz has been miskadesh by kibush. And then the Jewish people lose their sovereignty over it. There's either a galus, a chorban, or disengagement. They simply give it back. Right? What is the status of the Kedushas Haaretz when it is no longer, Jews might be living there, but it's no longer under Jewish rulership, Jewish sovereignty. So here, again, based on the Sukkiyos, the Rambam paskens this way. The Kedushas Haaretz that Yehoshua ben Nun and even David HaMelech were Mekadesh by their kibush, that terminated when there was Galus and Chorban. That's called Kedusha Rishona. And we paskin, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Yasid L'Loi. That terminated. But when Ezra came back, and Ezra brought, after the 70 years of Galus, he brought people back, and they settled a much smaller area. And that is called Kedusha Shniya. So the Rambam paskins that even though the Kedusha Rishona is batal, the Kedusha Shniya is not batal, and that's Kitcha L'Yasid L'Avra.
And even though they didn't get the whole land.
Even though they didn't get the whole land. Now here's the question. The question is, what is even the meaning of Kedusha Shniya? Wait a second here. If the Rambam defined the way that Eretz Yisrael is miskadesh is kibush al yedei melech v'navi, Ezra was a Navi, to be sure, but there was no kibush. Remember, Ezra brought the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael with the permission of the Persian kings. Eretz Yisrael was ruled by Persia, then was ruled by Yavan. Then you had the Malchus Chashmonai, but other than that, why would there be a Kedusha Shniya at all? There was no kibush. So this is kemat muchrach. There's a word Rav Chaim says, and you'll see Frankfurt's a very important kasha. Rav Chaim basically says that Kedusha Shniya doesn't need all of the conditions of Kedusha Rishayim, meaning to say the initial Kedusha Saris requires kibush. But to bring it back, all you need is Yishuv. Yishuv is, again, Al Pi Navi, it's still Al Pi Navi, Jewish people living there. Meaning, what Ezra did would not have been sufficient to be Mekadesh Chutz La'aretz. That wouldn't have been Shayach at all. But it is Shayach to bring back the Kedusha Rishayna of Kibush that was butal after the Chorban by a Kedusha Shniya.
For just settling.
By settling. And that's why the Rambam says, and that is why Kedusha Shniya is not butal, because a Kedusha based on Kibush is butal when there's a Bittul of Kibush. But a Kedusha based on Yishuv, so the emes is, there are always Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning to say, even in Golus, even in Korban, there was never a time that you didn't have Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. And you don't look at each individual city or block or whatever it is. So a Kedusha based on Yishuvus is not going to become Mispatel. On the other hand, a Kedusha based on Yishuvus couldn't have created a Kedusha Saris. It can just bring back the Kedusha that was terminated at the time of the Chorban because of Kedusha Rishayna. Now, Rav Chaim uses this to fan for a very, very, very strong kasha. We have a machlokas in the Gemara about what is the halachic status of Surya. Is Surya, because there is a mandiyama that says, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. And according to that mandiyama, that Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, you would be chayav min haTorah. We paskin kibush yachid lo shmei kibush, so you're not chayav min haTorah. But there's a machlokes. So Frek Rav Chaim But Mimonoshek, it's not Nogeya. Because Kibush Yochid is the Kedusha Rishayna of Dagon HaMelech. Now, Mimonoshek, did Ezra settle Surya or did Ezra not settle Surya? If Ezra did not settle Surya, then even if I say Kibush Yochid Shnei Kibush, it's not going to be better than the Kedusha Yehoshua that's buckled upon the Churban. So you're not going to be Chayev and Trumas and Mitras. Elamai, and if Ezra did settle it, who cares what the status was with David HaMelech? We have a Kedusha Shnei. So Rav Chaim asked the Kasha, what is the practical relevance of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Lo Shmei Kibush? Mimonavshach. There's either a Kedusha Shnei, in which case I don't care about the Kedusha Rishayna, or there's no Kedusha Shnei, in which case I also don't care about the Kedusha Rishayna. Zot Rav Chaim, based on this, the Baal HaGeteretz. The Kayach of Ezra to be Makadesh by his Yashuas is only if there was a bona fide Kedusha Rishayna. If there was no bona fide Kedusha Rishayna, then his Yashuas is not going to be Makadesh. So Avada is ungenomen that Ezra did settle Yidin and Surya. Now, historically, whether that's pretty good of a problem, but at least in London, Rav Chaim wants to say this. But the Machlokas is, did Surya have a bona fide Kedusha Rishayna? And that's the Machlokas. If Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush or not Shmei Kibush, the Rambam Paskas, it's not Shmei Kibush. The Mela, the Kedusha of Ezra, is not going to be a Doraisa to Kedusha, and that is why the Chiyav is only in the Drabanan. There is a Chiyav Drabanan in Surya, but it's Minatari, Minatari is not. Okay? So and the emphasis is, Rav Chaim's Yisai is almost Mukhrich in the Lashon Rambam, because when the Rambam defines Eretz Yisrael, he says, Beferish. Eretz Yisrael is the land that was conquered by a Melech Benavi. But how can he say that? A few halachas later, he talks about Kedushas Ezra. The answer has to be that Ezra can only bring back the pre-existing Kedushas Haaretz, but the initial Kedusha only comes through Kibush. I mean it's come out Mukhrach in the Rambam's own definitions, what Rav Chaim says. So what the Belt says is Rav Chaim's Kiddush. But again, that's often the case with Rav Chaim's tradition that they become shat. You see that is actually the Pashut Pshat.
The Shnei stays there even.
Yes, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam is Mechalek between Kedusha Rishayna. Again, it's based on Sugyas. I mean, it's not the Rambam's own Kiddush. Between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shnei.
Isn't every Kibush with Yishuv?
That's true. That is true. So you're asking, why can't every Kedusha Rishayna be Kedusha? Yeah, it's a good question. But you have to. No. But first of all, the way Rav Chaim says, that's not a kasha either, because in other words, the question is, the Kibush is Batal, but then you had a Hisyashras. But it could be the Hisyashras is not considered to be Makadesh as long as there's a Kibush, meaning to say, the Kibush did it, right? So the Hisyashras is a recessive gene. it's not doing its work at that point, right? So it's Kibush, it doesn't count. Okay, so that's one important conclusion. Now one other important chiluk, though, is that the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, even though Lagabe mitzvahs tuliyas bi'aretz, we paskin, the Kedusha Rishayim is batal, and only the Kedusha Shnei is chal. And that would mean, in other words, number one, in the 70 years, that is two halachic nafkaminas. Number one, in the 70 years between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, if you were living in Eretz Yisrael, you would not be chayiv in Trumas and Mitras, because there's no Kedusha Saaretz. And number two, any Makai that had been conquered by Yehoshua or David, but had not been settled by Ezra, would be puttered from Trumas and Mitras. And that's what the Gemara says, Harbe Kruchim, Kafshu Eilei Mitzrayim, Eilei Kafshu Eilei Bavel, Uptura Mitrumas and Mitras, because Kedusha Mishayna Kitcha Mishayta, Eilei Kitcha Vasav Lavei, Kedusha Shnia, Eilei Kitcha Vasav Lavei. Those are the two Nafkaminas. But the Rambam says like this, the Rambam is Mechalek, between Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas HaAretz. The Rambam says, even if Kedushas HaAretz was bottled by the Churban and was not reinstituted until Ezra did his Yashuvos, but the Kedushas HaMikdash is not bottled. That means, according to the Rambam, it would be an Isser of Kenisa Maharabayas, even between the two Korbanas, as it were, because the Makom HaShechina is not Bavel. Now,
how would there be Kibush for the Harbayas? I'm not Kibush, but Yishuv. Let's say somebody does live there, so that was Yishuv.
Well, the Yishuv doesn't mean somebody's living in the Harbayas. I mean, but it means that, the Jews have that area. They have sovereignty and Shlita. Now, the emphasis is, the Ravid is Chaylik anyone. The question is, the Ravid seems to say that once the Mikdash is Necharev, there is no Kedusha. In fact, it's very interesting. According to the Ravid, you are allowed, a Tamei is allowed to enter the Harabayas, even Bizman HaZeh, because the Makom HaMikdash does not have Kedusha B'Churbana. According to the Rambam, it is usher to be Nichnas to the Harabayas Bizman HaZeh, Doraisa, because the Makom HaMikdash does have Kedusha, and because we're all Tamei, we're not allowed to be Nichnas, right? And the reason why we don't enter is because of Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid, and an issue of the Araisa, we have to be Machmer like the Rambam. But what bothers me, I have to see the Makar, is what bothers me is I don't understand the Ravid here, because even if the Ravid is Mashra, the Makom HaMikdash Eretz Yisrael, at most that would just be a heter for the 70 years between the two, but they Mikdash. But Ladavi Eretz Yisrael, we pass from the Kedusha Shni is not Makar. So the Rambam seems to be saying that we make the Mikdash more nagel than Eretz Yisrael. In other words, it's a svara hapucha. The Rambam says, even when Kedushas Eretz is batal, Kedushas HaMikdash is not batal. The Rambam seems to say, even when Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not batal, Kedushas HaMikdash is batal. It's interesting, and this machlekes is the Rambam and the Rambam. Some want to say like this, some want to give a svara, it's very, very interesting, that L'chaira, according to the Rambam has a chumra, right? The Rambam's chumra is that because the Makom HaMikdash is Kadesh, you're not allowed to enter it and you're in a state of tumma. That's the Rambam's chumra. But L'chaira, you'd have a kula like the Rambam. Because since the Makom HaMikdash is Kadesh, you would be allowed to bring korbanos there. And even though a tameh cannot be nichnas, but if it's a korban sibor, we pass kentum hutra the sibor. So according to the Rambam, you would be allowed, and actually mechuyev, to bring a korban pesach, bizman hazeh, in the Makom HaMikdash. That's actually why I think some people have a chumra. It's not widely spread. I think the Chabad Rebbe uses such a chumra that a person should be mahader not to be in Yerushalayim Erev Pesach at Chatzais, from Chatzais. In other words, the idea is because you want to be Patur al Zerah Rechaikah. The halacha is that if you're a certain distance from Yerushalayim, you're Patur from the Korban Pesach. The question is, how does that doesn't really help with Pesach Sheni? I'm not sure what that does with Pesach Sheni.
It can help nowadays when you can get Yerushalayim.
Yeah. That doesn't. Yeah, L'chayr with cars and everything else.
Did he actually ever tell anybody that they should do it?
No, he never told them. He said they shouldn't do it, but in order not to be chayiv karas, they should be through a derech
v'chayka.
The Rambam
doesn't do it?
No, the Rambam doesn't say so. The Rambam Shabbat says
it.
Did the Rambam ever bring a carbon pesach?
Or it should have been at some point that, I don't know, was he in Israel?
He was not, he was never as old as a child. But
then that somebody would have done it based on.
Well, the evidence is there were Balei Atayshus that did. There were 300 Balei Atayshus who came to Eretz Yisrael in the 1300s, 1200s, and Taisus brings that one of their brought a carbon pesach and a harbayas. So there actually was a little bit. Now Rabbi Kiveger Tainus. That you have to be machmir like the Rambam and the Ravid in both ways. Like this. like the Ravid, I have a kula, I can walk on the Harabais. But I have a chumra, that for me to bring a korban on the Harabais would be shkutei chutz, if I bring a korban outside of the mikveh, because it doesn't have kedusha. Like the Rambam, I have a chumra, a tamei cannot enter, but I have a kula, tumah hudra b'tzibur, I can bring the korban pesach. So Rabbi Kivager says, since it's ain't b'yadeinu to be machriya, like the Rambam or the Ravid, we are machriya to be machmir, like both shitas. So we don't do either. I don't enter because of the Rambam. I don't bring korbanos off to Mahudra B'Sefer because of the Ravid. And I think Rabbi Carlina Tainan and Rabbi Kivager, that there's a way out in which you could be Mekayim all of the days. And the way out would be this. The way out would be Makdish the Korban Pesach on a Tanai. Meaning like this. Take a sheep and say, if the halacha is like the Rambam, I am Makdish the sheep as a Korban Pesach. If the halacha is like the Ravid, this sheep is Chulim. So now, I enter the Makam HaMikdash, the Shech the Korban Pesach. So Mimana Shech, I'm okay. Like the Rambam, I'm okay because I'm bringing the Korban Pesach and Tumah Hudra B'Tzibur. Like the Ravid, I'm okay because like the Ravid, it's only Chulin and it's not a Makam Kadesh and I'm Shechti Chulin. So you then Shecht it with that tonight. And you do the Zerika, not you, but the Kohen does the Zerika and the other Avodas. And then you eat it within the old city, within Yerushalayim, on a Tanai. You're either eating it, in other words, you eat it with the Chumras of Pesach, but you understand that the Ravid would be Chol. So Rav David Carliner said that the reason why we don't bring the Korban Pesach is not because of Rabbi Kivager's Suffolk. Because Rabbi Kivager's Suffolk, you could avoid with being Matish Chulin on a Tanai, but it's because of a million other things. We don't know where the Mizbeach is, we don't have Kohanim and Yuchasim, meaning I can't just say, bring it because maybe it's a Korban Pesach. Because on the other hand, even if I say on a Tanai, I could avoid the problem of Kenisa into the Azora, but if it is a Korban Pesach, I wouldn't be allowed to eat it because maybe the Zerika wasn't proper, you know, and the like. So because of that, we don't bring it, the other problems. Not because of the Rambam and the Rambam.
Does it work the whole idea of saying like on Sinai the lachos like this, lachos like that? Like, the lachos on the Kriya in Arex, like the Shemayim like knows what the lachos is and they're gonna.
Yeah, that's a good question. You do find such a thing that, for example, this is an eitz that they tell you when, let's say you're davening with Sibor, and the Sibor is going to say Shema after the Magen Avraham Zman. We have two Zmanim for Kriya Shema. We have the Magen Avraham Zman. Kriya Shema is a third of the fourth of the day, 3 hours of the day, like Shor Zmani is. But Smachlekes, right, Magen Avraham and the Gra, how do you compute Shai Samanias? Magen Avraham says, Shai Samanias are computed from Amun HaShachar to Tzeisek HaChavim. In other words, you look at how many minutes and divide that by 12. And if it's a long day, you may have a 72-minute hour, but you add your hours from Amun HaShachar, which is much earlier. The Gra says you count Shai Samanias from Nates to Shia. So, according to the Gra, the Zman creation is always going to be later because you start adding your hours from a later point in the day. Amud HaShachar, everything's a machlokas in this area, but let's say Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes before Nates. If you go with that, right, so obviously the Magen Avraham Zman is going to be a lot earlier. Now, it's a little complicated because although the Magen Avraham's hours start earlier, his hours are going to be longer. That's the thing. The Magen Avraham's hours are longer than the Gra's hours. So even though you're starting earlier, you're adding a longer hour. But that's why the difference is not as great, because otherwise the difference would be much greater. But even so, even though the Magen Avraham has a longer hour, but because the Gra starts later, the Zman of the Gra is typically 35, 40 minutes later. Now, there's another thing the Gras said, though. That's very interesting. The Gras says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of smichas gula l'tefillah, which is a big chiyuv, unless you are mekayim kriya shma with the brachas. Meaning, in other words, what do we normally tell a person? We normally tell a person, oh, what you want to do is say kriya shma before you go to shul, or, you know, at the beginning, and be yaitzei the magen avraham, and then you'll say it with the brachas according to the Gras. That's what we normally say. But there's a certain downside with that. And there are two downsides. One downside is, if you are Vada Yaitse Kriya Shema, then you're not Makayim the Heger of being Yaitse Kriya Shema in the brachas. And the second is, the Gras even says a big chiddush, that if you're not Yaitse Kriya Shema in the brachas, you don't get the schar of Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. So the stuff is
like, if the Gras is right in that point, but the mother comes right in the other point.
Yeah. That's right. Right. So the problem there basically is that the Stamazai tell you, oh, just say Kriya Shema early, you know, you're losing something. So, some people have been Miyayets, this is a long way of going back to your kasha, that you want to do it on a condition, and you make the same conditions. You need to say Kriya Shema early, and say like this. If the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, so it's for Falun, I am mechuyev to be mechaben to be yotzei kriya shma. But if the halacha is like the Gra, I am mechaben not to be yotzei kriya shma now, and I'll be yotzei later. Then I'll have the ma'ila of kriya shma with brachos and smichas gula b'tefillah. Yep. So you see the same example where even though mechaya the kadosh baruch hu is not machriya the halacha, it's like the, you know, in other words, it's almost a, I don't want to say it's a meaningless question, but it's almost a question that has no meaning. What do you mean, if the halacha is, who's going to tell you if the halacha is?
Lo
b'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to decide this. The only time it will be decided is when we have a Sanhedrin. So maybe that's what you're saying. You know, if a Sanhedrin eventually decides, then it becomes the halacha. That's the only, because in Shamayim, they're not going to decide it. In Shemayim, you follow whoever you follow, you're going to be yotzei.
Because I feel like you're making it worse by that. Because like, you're not having any death like Avraham here. If you had death like Avraham to be like the mother of Avraham, so then I understand that you can be yotzei. But if you're like doing this like funny tonight, that it's not being my career anywhere, so you're not really having like full kavana. Like,
no. So that's another question. That's an old question where people say, is it shayef to make it tnai in kavana? I mean, you're either mechaven for a mitzvah, or you're not mechaven for a mitzvah. But there you see, lemaisa you see the paiskim say over. And I'll give you another example, a very interesting example. The paiskim say over and over again that it's shayef to make it tnai. Now the question is, do you need a tnai kavod? I think normally the way a tnai works is you say, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, if you cross the Yarden in fight, you'll get the land. But then he had to say, and if you don't cross, you don't get the land. That's called the Tanai couple. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have made a tefillah of the Tanai, they would have gotten the land even if they didn't fight. He had to make a Tanai couple. This is what Rabbi Meir says, at least. So the question is, do you say that by a mitzvah? Do I have to say, if the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, you know, I want to be Yaitzei, and if the halacha is like the Gra, I don't want to be, you know, do you have to say it that way? Okay. But I'll give you a third example. You must have heard this. This is a famous Tanai of the Avni Nezer by the Avni Kaiman. Again, what was the Avni Nezer's problem? We have a perennial problem in the Seder that L'chatchila we're supposed to eat the Avni Kaiman before Chatzais. The only problem is, you know, with the Seder, etc., you know, especially in Kuzlars, maybe it's more of a problem when you have a second Seder, which begins later, etc. So because of this, people... are you going to be around this
morning? I
didn't hear.
Now.
Oh, so I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. So the Avni Nezer tonight was this. The Avni Nezer tonight was. Now, he's tonight, he's going to have a certain chiddush. The first point is not controversial. The second one is controversial. The first point is. That why do you have to eat the Avni Kaiman before Chatzais? Because the Avni Kaiman is connected to Korban Pesach. And there's a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari and Rabbi Akiva, if Achilas Pesach is Chatzais or Amud HaShachar. So we eat before Chatzais to be Choshesh for the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. His second nikud is like this. Now, why can't I just eat my afikomen and then continue eating afterwards? The answer is because there's another halakha, you can't eat after the afikomen.
Okay.
So this is the afikomen's chiddush. This is his kinach. His kinach is that the iser of eating after the afikomen is only kol zman that it's still the zman of the afikomen. Meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he actually says you'd be allowed to eat after chatzos. So that's his chiddush. His chiddush is that the requirement that the tam pesach or the tam masah stay in your mouth, which is why you can't eat, is a chelik of the zaman of the mitzvah. Once it's no longer the zaman of the mitzvah, just like I can eat tomorrow.
Right.
So memela, now that's the controversial he said. But based on that you say, he says a guy has it tonight. Let's say it's 5 to midnight, whatever chassay says. It's 5 to 12, 5 to 1. He didn't start his meal yet, so he says, let him take a piece of matzah and say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I am mechaveh to eat this matzah l'shem afikomen. Then he cannot eat for the next 10 minutes. But then he says, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, this is only matzah v'yalmit. So Rabbi Akiva trusts, at 12:05, he could eat his meal. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was yaitzei afikomen, but he could eat at 12:05. Like Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't yet the afikomen yet, so he could eat. Then at the end of his meal, 2:00 in the morning, he takes another piece of matzah and says, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is just optional eating after the zman of Isser, and if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, I'm having the afikomen. And that's just another example of the notion of being mekayim a mitzvah b'tanai. So we say such a thing. They even say it by Sfiras HaEmer. This is sometimes an eitzah like this. Let's say you're davening in a shul and it's bein hashmashas and they're counting the ayin. Now the chatzchila, you shouldn't make a bracha because it's not sefer v'chagim yet. But you're afraid that you might forget. So what you do is this, putting aside the shayla of a bracha, you basically say, if I will forget later, I am mechaveh to be yetzeh now. But if I remember later, I am mechaveh not to be yetzeh now. And then later I can make a bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Now the only question is, if you forget later and you were yetzeh now, you didn't make a bracha, right? So basically you should hear the bracha, meaning hear the bracha from the chazan and say, if I forget later, I am mechaveh to be yetzeh now. But if I remember later, I'll be able to make the bracha. So the notion of kavana, of tanoim in kavana, is a well-known idea.
I just have a side question. According to the, I guess, opinions that don't hold up Ben Ezer, if a person does stay up after the suda into the next day, like until like Amudah Shachar, just until like, he goes to fall asleep.
Yeah. So most say that the issur is Amudah Shachar. I mean, he's double punched. You can certainly eat the next day. But they say it's chal on the whole night.
Some say that it depends on like going to fall asleep. If you wake up again in the middle of the night, you can't eat it still.
That I don't know. As far as I saw, it would apply to the whole night, even if you slept. But there might be a story that sheen is mopsik. In fact, Rabbi Yashiv said, I'm trying to remember, my buzzer B'chalim said a very interesting thing. He seemed to say it for a Deborah Pasha, that if you had a sheen as keva, you don't have to wait to know if it's in place. I think I saw that.
Because
you want to sleep, you know.
I also hear like a problem the other way. Like according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say I don't have the power of this tonight. So like according to Rabbi Akiva, I say like I want this to be afikomen if it's like a Rabbi Elazar. Like maybe even Rabbi Akiva, he would say like you can't make the kind tonight. And once
you're
already
right.
Like suggesting,
no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If I would go with your swara, then you're right. Once you eat an afikomen, you're stuck, even like Rabbi Akiva.
Or I mean, I'm not sure. Or I would say it doesn't do anything, and you're for sure not yet to even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then even later, not even according to Rabbi Akiva, because you didn't.
So that goes back to your argument that it's not shy to make it tonight in the mitzvah.
On one hand, it might not do anything. On the other hand, it might work according to both opinions. It might still kick in.
I hear. All I'm telling you is that Weiss the Chais that you can do that. You have many, many examples.
Everybody agrees that you can make these kinds of conditions?
Yes, they can. You know, and in the particular cases, there are many that are chaylik of the Abdi Nezer because they don't accept this anachah.
But I can. What do I lose? I'm saying. I'm suggesting what I could lose.
But those. Otherwise, it makes no sense. I mean, to say we're Makil in Surya because it's Drabana doesn't make sense, because the Rambam says Truma and Eretz Yisrael is Drabana. But the difference would be Truma and Eretz Yisrael is Drabana because even though there's Kedusha Sa'aretz, there's a Zaitika Petur, you don't have Bias Kulcha. That is different than Surya, where the Etzem Kedusha Sa'aretz is a Drabana. Sorry, that's the trilogy. Okay. You know when Erasmus